All right. Good morning. I'm Michael Holliday, the Chief Financial Officer for the Nevada Housing Division, and I'd like to call this meeting to order. It's approximately 9:02 a.m. on Friday, December 5th. This is a workshop to solicit comments on a proposed regulations in reference to Nevada Administrative Code Chapter 319. So first, I'd like to start by taking public comment. So is there anyone in the actually, I should also announce that Freddie Uff from Public Financial Management, our financial advisor, is on the phone and available to help us go through this process. And we've connected with the Las Vegas Office of the Housing Division. And in attendance there is Shrath Chandra, our Deputy Administrator. And in attendance here also in the Las Vegas office is CJ Manthi, the Division's Administrator. So at this time, I would welcome public comment. There's no one in the Carson City office for public comment. Shrath, is there anyone in the Las Vegas office who would like to make a public comment?
No.
Okay. All right, we'll move on to item three, which is the draft NAC regulation discussion. Basically, this has been published on our website and has been out for the required amount of time. So we'll kind of go over a summary, which is that Section 2 of the proposed regulation change revises provisions setting forth the conditions governing certain financing projects of the division. Section 3 of the regulation revises provisions which specify the types of projects which the division will finance. Existing regulations establish priorities for the division's allocation of volume cap to projects, which is referenced in NAC 319.711. Section 4 of this regulation revises these provisions to provide the division may allocate volume cap to finance a project submitted by a local government when the local government does not have sufficient volume cap to contribute to the project. Section 5 of this regulation revises provisions establishing prerequisites for a project to receive volume cap from the division to provide that the division may provide volume cap to a project to which one or more local governments have not provided a minimum of 50% of the total volume cap if the division has sufficient volume cap to provide to that project. Section 6 of this regulation revises provisions setting forth the conditions which must be met before the division will submit a project to the State Board of Finance for approval. Section 7 of this regulation revises provisions specifying certain documents which a sponsor of a project must submit to the division to receive financing. Existing regulations provide that the division may issue a combination of taxable and tax-exempt bonds for a project, and the proceeds of the bonds must be used to construct or finance certain projects with loan amounts from $5 million to $30 million, and that's referenced in NAC 319.713. Section 8 of this current regulation would reduce the minimum loan amount from $5 million to $100,000. Section 9 of this regulation revises provisions which establish the maximum terms for amortization and maturity of certain financing. Section 10 of this regulation eliminates provisions requiring that all bond and loan documents for a project must provide for yield maintenance on trustee fees for at least the first 15 years. Section 11 of this regulation revises provisions which place limits on the conversion of a project to non-recourse financing. Section 12 of this regulation revises the minimum projected ratio for debt service coverage on certain housing projects for which the division issues bonds or a mortgage loan. And finally, Section 14 of this regulation revises provisions concerning certain payments to the developer of a project. If there are anybody have any questions or comments on any of these proposed changes? Okay, hearing none, I will move on to item four. Again, I will ask for public comment, and since there is no one in the Carson City office to make public comment, Shrath, I'll verify again, is there anyone in the Las Vegas office who would like to make a public comment?
No.
At this time, I will, without a further question, adjourn the workshop. And thanks for everyone's attendance.